You go.
Terrific. I have my choice of summer jobs. 3 interviews this week, 3 offers.
That's because you're showing more leg, like I told you.
I don't think the woman at the employment agency was interested in my legs.
Grow up. Don't you watch TV? 80% of the women in prime time are switch hitters.
Ma, TV soap operas aren't real life.
I'm not talking characters, I'm talking actresses. Pick up an Inquirer sometime, you'll learn something.
Oh, I am exhausted. I have spent this entire day bed shopping.
Have you no shame? Bed hopping nowadays is sexually irresponsible.
Not bed hopping, Ma, bed shopping.
Yeah, right. Nice cover.
It's true, Sophia. I need a new bed. My old one is falling apart. The prices are outrageous. The bed I wanted cost more than the original down payment on my first house.
In Sicily, beds were dirt cheap. Of course, it was because you slept on dirt. Just an observation. If my name were Mark Twain, you'd be writing this stuff down.
Girls, you won't believe what happened to me this afternoon. I met Mr. Terrific.
Rose, don't be so quick to judge. I once thought I had met Mr. Terrific. Turned out there was also a Mrs. Terrific. I found myself ducking a Mr. Vaz.
You don't understand. I really met Mr. Terrific at the mall. He was signing autographs in an empty storefront that used to be Jack Kemp's campaign headquarters.
Rose, he's wearing a cape.
And a mask. He's wearing a cape and a mask. Wait a minute. Is this guy an insurance salesman named Marshall Herskovitz?
That's his costume. Don't tell me you've never heard of Mr. Terrific. Mr. Terrific's clubhouse? Every weekday afternoon, one full hour on Saturdays?
You don't mean that clown with the kiddie show?
No, he's not a clown. He's a superhero. You're thinking of Bozo.
I'm talking to Bozo.
Wait a minute. What's this here? To the fairest rose I've seen until tonight, Mr. Terrific.
He asked me out. We're going to dinner. Can you believe it?
No, actually not. You spent 30 seconds getting an autograph. You don't even know the guy.
Dorothy, he's a television celebrity. Besides, I talked to him for over an hour. There weren't too many people in line for his autograph. A Mr. Whipple lookalike was next door demonstrating the new 3-ply toilet tissue. Oh, I better get ready. He's picking me up at 7.
Can you imagine making a date with a guy in a mask and a cape that you met at a shopping mall? Pretty strange.
Boy, I'll say. She doesn't even know what kind of car he drives. Oh, Sophia, did they deliver my new bed?
Yeah, and they were here all day setting it up.
All day for that simple little bed?
Simple? I haven't seen so much brass since the brass knuckle at RV show at the Palermo Hilton.
I don't believe it. They delivered the wrong bed.
Blanche, do you think...
Not now.
What's her hurry?
Didn't you see that enormous thing in her bedroom?
I thought she'd stopped seeing Roger.
Anyway, look.
Not bad. You got another date with Captain Marvelous?
Mr. Terrific. I can see you didn't read many comic books when you were a child.
Hey, we had comic books in Sicily. My favorite was Benito the Hood. He lived in the forest with his band of merry thugs. Benito was very popular.
You mean because he stole from the rich and gave to the poor?
I said Benito the Hood, not Benito the Idiot. He stole from everyone and kept it for himself. Didn't even share it with his band of merry thugs.
He was the idol of many a Sicilian youngster.
That's what they did, all right. That is exactly what they did. Delivered the wrong bed.
Oh, and you don't like this one?
Oh, I think it's the most stunning thing I've ever seen. I absolutely love it, but I can't afford it. That bed back there must cost exactly what I paid for the one I ordered. They made a mistake. They charged me for the inexpensive bed.
Merry Christmas from Neiman Marcus.
Sophia, she can't keep that bed. That'd be like stealing.
It's only stealing if they find out. Well, the bed's in my bedroom. Who's gonna know?
Everyone who knows the bunt sign on the New York Yankees.
Look, everyone, Mr. Terrific.
Rose, please, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, I guess it's a kick out of your slogan.
That's his slogan? Look, everyone, Mr. Terrific?
22 years next fall. You must be Sophia.
And I'm Blanche Devereaux. It's such a pleasure to finally meet you.
Oh, you watch the show?
Why? I already know how to brush my teeth.
Good for you. Then you won't be rounded up by the cavity cops.
Oh, Dorothy, I'm glad you're here. Meet Mr. Terrific.
Oh, Mr. Terrific. Meet Mrs. Severely Depressed.
Dorothy, what's wrong?
Oh, I just found out what my great job at the day camp is, head of arts and crafts. I'll be spending the entire summer gluing macaroni to construction paper.
Dorothy's a high school teacher looking for summertime work.
Really? I might be able to help you out. My producer's been looking for someone with education credentials to act as a consultant on the show.
It sounds like it could be very interesting.
Oh, I doubt it. The only really interesting job on the show is being me. But I'll be glad to see what I can do. Come on, Rose, we better get going.
Oh, if you can do anything to help me, it would be really...
Terrific? Nice meeting you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Don't count on that job, Dorothy. Many women have had their hopes dashed by smooth-talking TV sharpies. Dave Garraway told me if I treated him right, I'd be his sidekick on the Today Show. I said no, and he ended up with a monkey. Draw your own conclusions.
T-E-R-R-I-F-I-C. Shove a mister in the front and you've got me. Okay, boys and girls, it's time to learn about our special word. Colac, tell us what today's special word is.
Splatnik.
The word for today is hot. Hot has a lot of meanings, boys and girls. Coffee is hot. A stove is hot. Angie Dickinson is hot. Very funny, Mr. Stage Manager. And now, boys and girls, we're going to see... Wait a minute. My super terrific hearing detects a visitor. It's Mr. Policeman. Disguised as Mr. Mailman. Why don't I find out why? While you boys and girls watch another very special adventure of Ricky the Flying Turtle. See you in a few minutes.
Clear!
Freddy, it's been 16 years. When are you going to learn? Tuesday, it's Mr. Policeman. Thursday, it's Mr. Mailman. And he wonders why he can't have his own series.
Well, shabbity baba doo.
Dorothy, I read your memo. I like the way you think.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hastings. Thank you very much.
Boy, you've got a lot of modern ideas for a woman your age.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, I mean it. I really think you're old.
Dorothy, how's the show going?
Terrible, but better than 30-something.
Wasn't that fun, boys and girls?
Oh, hit the bottle. Hit the bottle. Twilight.
Kolak says that I have to return to my home planet of Twilar immediately. So we'll just say goodbye this time until next time, boys and girls, when you turn on your TV sets and hear...
Look, everyone! Mr. Terrific!
Clear!
Hi, Rose. Let me change capes and we'll be on our way.
In my office, Terrific, now.
Say please, Mr. Producer. Little twerp. He was on my show when he was 5. He sat on my lap and peed on me.
I guess old habits die hard.
Listen, why don't I go back with Dorothy and then you can stop by the house when you're finished?
You're a terrific lady, Rose Nyland.
Thank you.
So how come you're not wearing the terrific lady button I got for you?
Oh, sorry. Yes, right. I'm nuts about that guy.
You'd have to be.
But you know, it's so strange. You have no idea what it's like dating a superhero.
Sure I can. Why, my Stan and Superman had a lot in common. They were both faster than a speeding bullet.
Had a decent night's sleep in weeks. Every time I climb into bed, I feel guilty.
Take down the video equipment.
I'm talking about the brass bed. I shouldn't have kept it. Rose was right. It's just like stealing.
Then call the store and return it.
Oh, I can't do that. I've had it over 3 weeks. They won't take it back.
How much wear can you give a bed in just 3 weeks? I see your point.
Well, Rose, I thought you had a date with Mr. Terrific.
Oh, he'll be over in a little while. The producer had to have an important meeting with him after the show.
Actually, I have a feeling it was to discuss some of the recommendations that I made.
I hope you recommended he do some exercise. A man shouldn't be allowed to wear tights unless he's got a butt like Baryshnikov.
There he is.
Dorothy, can I ask you a question? What do you think I ought to do with my bed?
Put it in the Smithsonian, Blanche. And it has more miles on it than the Spirit of St. Louis.
I am serious. What do you think I should do?
Oh, come on now, Blanche. You know the difference between right and wrong.
Please, and bet she only knows the difference between right and left.
Why are you still wearing your costume?
I didn't have time to change. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Why? What happened?
They fired me. And it's all her fault.
Fired you? How could they fire Mr. Terrific?
How? I'll tell you how. The newly hired amateur consultant had a few recommendations on how to improve my show.
They were only suggestions. Some ideas I had that I thought would help the show.
Oh, like changing the theme song?
Well, I mean, frankly, the lyrics are a bit inane.
I wrote those lyrics.
How did Dorothy get you fired?
They loved her ideas. They said I should use them. I said no. They said you're fired.
Look, it was never my intention for anything like this to happen. I'll go down first thing in the morning and talk to him.
Come on, honey, sit down. Now, don't worry. If Dorothy says she'll get your job back, that's exactly what she's going to do.
Well, I guess it's worth a shot. Look, here's where you can reach me. Call me if you can work things out. I'll be there until showtime.
Fine. Oh, one more thing.
What's that?
Could you leave by the back door? Oh, Mr. Hastings, I need to speak to
you. Not now, Dorothy. I've got a show about to go on the air and no star. Jody, did you find him yet?
I know where Mr. Terrific is.
No, not Mr. Terrific, Mr. Mailman. He's supposed to be our guest host, but he's disappeared.
Oh, try the ladies' room. Yeah, I found him there once when he was playing Mrs. Nurse.
I didn't know we had a character, Mrs. Nurse.
We don't.
Look, Mr. Hastings, when I made those recommendations, I never intended for you to fire Mr. Terrific. I mean, I was merely
suggesting... Darcy, the guy is history. His day is over. People don't want that kind of show anymore.
Yeah, but the public loves
him. Yeah, that's his story. The numbers say different.
I found him.
Great. You got 2 minutes till airtime.
I'm not going on. No one can replace Mr. Terrific. You can just say goodbye to Mr. Policeman.
It's Thursday. I thought he was supposed to be Mr. Mailman.
All right. What do we do now?
Listen. Your star is just a phone call away. Give me the word and Mr. Terrific will be back on the air.
Well, wait a minute. I think I've got a better idea.
Hi.
Well, I guess your friend couldn't work things out.
But there's still time.
I think my time has passed, Ro. 22 years I've been Mr. Terrific. 22 years! I was doing weekend weather forecast when I turned an old blanket into a cape and created Mr. Terrific. Kolak the puppet? I made him from a sock. 10 minutes before airtime. It was in Argyle. Back in those days, Kolak used to be from Scotland. Everything about that show came from inside my head.
And off your foot.
Kids started tuning in droves. The critics called me the next Captain Kangaroo. Mr. Greenjean sent me a fan letter. I'm not going to let it end like this, Rose. I can't believe that my fans would want it this way.
Dorothy won't let you down. I'll bet she's on her way to a phone right now to call you.
So I'm Mrs. Schoolteacher, and I'm going to be your friend just for today. Of course, Kolak from Twilar will also be here. Later.
Where are you going?
Back to the studio. There's only one thing left to do.
Who was that nut?
I don't know. Mr. Terrific usually comes in alone.
So you see, it's very important that we eat lots of fruits and grains and try to avoid sweets. Right, Kolak?
Why don't you try to avoid sweets? It's not a pretty picture from down here.
Why, Kolak, I didn't know that you could speak English.
Hey, what you don't know could fill a space the size of Guam.
And since you brought up Guam, why don't we talk about geography for a little bit?
You want to see some geography, lady? I'll show you some geography.
Whoa, Kolak.
Want to know what we call this on the planet Twilar, huh? Oh, yeah, quit taking Mrs. Schoolteacher like that's really going to shut me up.
What do I do now?
Why don't you tell the boys and girls how you gave Mr. Terrific the axe?
A cartoon, that's right. Here we go.
You're clear.
Oh, that's it. I'm finished.
Dorothy, calm down. Things are going very well.
Very well. They were trying to kill me out there. They want Mr. Terrific back, and so do I.
Dorothy, how could you do this? I thought you were my friend.
I am, Rose. I am. It just happened so fast. They were pushing me out there, and before I knew it, I was singing the Mr. Terrific theme song. I'm sorry, Rose. I mean, I didn't intend for this to happen.
Well, I think you better explain that to Mr. Terrific, too. He thinks you stole his job.
I promise, Rose, the minute I see him.
Well, he's right here. We can... Where'd he go?
Mr. Terrific's out on the ledge. It looks like he's about to jump.
Hey, where's everybody going? We've got a show to do. You're on.
I'm on in 5, 4, 3, 2. Hi, kids.
Hi there, Mr. Terrific. How you doing?
Terrific.
Why don't you come inside?
I can't fly from inside. That's how Superman does it. I have to fly from the ledge. That's how we do it back on the planet Twilar.
How's he doing?
I'll be honest. Right now, Squeaky Frome has a better grasp on reality.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Rose. I can see your house from here.
Really? Where?
Rose.
Honey, we want you to come in off the ledge. We're worried about you.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm not going to jump. That would be crazy.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm going to fly.
You can't fly.
Mr. Terrific can do anything.
Of course you can, Mr. Terrific. Rose, don't argue with him. Mr. Terrific, I think that Lex Luthor and the Joker are harassing an old lady in the stairwell. Could you come in and melt them with your X-ray vision?
Mr. Terrific doesn't have X-ray vision.
Please, Rose, this is no time to point out his shortcomings. Mr. Terrific, please come inside. I don't want your job. We'll figure out a way to get it back for you.
There's only one way to get my job back, and that's to prove to my fans that I deserve the name Mr. Terrific. Hello, fans! It's me, Mr. Terrific!
Job!
There's only one way to handle this.
Rose! Rose, no! Rose! Rose, don't go out. Rose, come back here.
Don't worry, Dorothy. I was trained in psychology back in St. Olaf.
That doesn't count, Rose. In St. Olaf, they think that Freud is a way to cook chicken.
Honey, do you still think you can fly?
Yes.
Fine. Then if you're going to fly, you're going to have to take me with you. Do you still want to do it?
Absolutely.
I really should have paid closer attention during that refresher course back at the junior college.
Oh, my God. He's flying.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it dangerous flying around that building?
Not at all. I was rigged in a double harness suspended by steel cables.
Yeah, but Rose wasn't.
Oh, I wasn't worried. I know Mr. Terrific's superhero code. He'd never drop a girl.
Well, I'm glad the publicity stunt worked, and I could not be happier that you got your job back.
Freddie will be here any second. We've got a lot to celebrate.
Yes, I'm still Mr. Terrific. And he's still Mr. Policeman.
I cannot sleep anymore. I just lie there waiting for the authorities to catch up with me. Every siren I hear, I know, is for me. Every footstep outside my window belongs to that obsessive detective who will not rest until he tracks me down.
Blanche, you are being ridiculous.
Oh, thank God, I can't live with myself anymore. Take me.
Blanche.
Dorothy, please, stay out of this. I know what's best. Just slap the handcuffs on me. The bed's this way.
You know what's funny? I was supposed to be Mr. Mailman today.